Winners take the time in life to look at the rosebuds opening every day. Winners take time to listen to what others have to say, finding value in all inputs. Winners take time for their children, knowing that Gibran was right, too soon they fly from home, like arrows from the bow. Winners take time to play like children, knowing that when children grow up, they tend to act old. And winners take time for old people, knowing that the old people live for the hope of communication and attention from their loved ones. Winners take time to relish their work, knowing that scaling the mountain is what makes the view from the top so exhilarating. Winners take time to read, knowing that books are the fountain of wisdom, and they take you places where you may never visit in person. And winners take time for nature as well, knowing you can't put it on your master charge. Winners take time to promote their own health, knowing that health is the single commodity you're given as a gift that you don't recognize and appreciate until you have it no longer. But most of all, winners take time to love, knowing that the real definition of love is look for good. To love another is to look for the good and encourage and allow that person plenty of growing room to be all that he or she could ever be. Winners take time to relish and enjoy. Winners don't live in the past. They learn from the past and enjoy their successes and their memories, but they don't live in the past, knowing that change is inevitable. But winners don't live in the future either. They know that the future can be a safely procrastinated world called Someday I'll. Someday I'll get a promotion. Someday I'll spend time with my family. Someday I'll speak. Someday I'll write. And someday I'll never comes. The winners in life live in the present. They live in the now because winners have learned to have a sense of nowness. They know that now is the only moment of time over which they have any control. Now and it's gone. Now and it's history. Winners have a sense of urgency about what's important in their lives. They have that ability to sort through the daily transactions and opportunities and spend their time wisely. They focus and work diligently and efficiently and in a relaxed manner, however rapid the pace. They make decisions that get rid of the stacks of incoming mail and make it outgoing mail. They play, they exercise, they socialize with the same relaxed but intense focus. A recent behavioral study has verified the characteristic of superachievers in life to be able to focus and become totally engrossed in the now situation until it is completed or filed for future reference. And they live in that only moment of time over which they have any control. Now and it's gone. And now and it's gone. I'd love to run a classified ad in every newspaper in the world under Lost and Found. Lost, one 24-hour, 24-karat golden day. Each hour studded with 60 diamond minutes. Each minute studded with 60 ruby seconds. But don't bother to look for it. It's gone forever. That wonderful golden day. I lost today. You see, life is not a game or a race to come in first, but one to make last and best. The real psychology of winning in life, with self-dimension, is to live every minute as if it were your last, and to look for good, and to love every minute, and help to create winners among the others that you touch within it. For each of us, the clock is running, but there's still a time to win. You've got to remember first to step back from the canvas of your life and gain perspective, like an artist constantly shading a painting that's being improved every day. Look at the total person. Ask yourself, how do I fit into my family, my company, my community, the nation, the world, and its creation? Consider the ecological cycle, the double win. If I help you win, I win. If nature wins, we all win.